The Imperium of Man is a realm engulfed in darkness and war, beset by enemies beyond counting. Against these threats stand the armies of humanity. Superhuman space marines, sprawling armies of the Imperial Guard and god machines of the Titan Legions, and the void roaming vessels of the Imperial Navy, an array of might that no mortal race can match. Yet, there is one foe against which even these formidable races cannot stand. A threat whose peril is rooted in corruption and carnage. For the demons of the warp, victory over mankind lies not in the destruction, but in the subversion to the will of chaos gods. To fight against such a threat is more than brutal force. It takes an army so pure of purpose and utterly beyond temptation. In all the Imperium, there is one such force, an ancient order of warriors forged in humanity's darkest hour. 4,000 years they have stood between mankind and the demon, dedicating their lives to the endless battle for humanity's soul. They are the Emperor's final boon to mankind, an army of unfaltering and incorruptible warriors born of forgotten science. They are the Grey Knights, the only true defense against the demons of chaos. As the 41st millennium draws so close, the Grey Knights find themselves tested as never before. The Emperor's light grows dim, and the demonic incursions are becoming even more frequent and furious in their onset. In all the chapter's long history, no Grey Knight has ever fallen to the lure of chaos, and none shall do so now. The Grey Knights fight on, a line of shining steel defending mankind from the darkness of chaos.
Well, here we are today with episode 48, The Grey Knights. I was going to go over the latest Warhammer, but no, the latest White Dwarf, and I just got it a few days ago with the beautiful Grey Knight cover on it, and I was going to go over that today, maybe discuss some Malifaux, but I'm going to save that for podcast. I'm going to do that a little bit more in depth, so give me another day or two to do that. And I went to my local hobby store, Cool City Games. I saw that he had the Grey Knights stuff in, so I was all excited. Got my little 40k boner, so to speak, and picked myself up a the Grey Knights codex and a box of the new Grey Knights. Now, this episode 2, we're going to have a little giveaways, so hopefully, yeah, they're pretty neat, and they're little Grey Knight giveaways. So, we're going to just focus on, really quick, what I've done this week through Wargaming, or Warhammer. Nothing. I played, of course, you've guessed it, some Heroclix, some giant-size X-Men, and I painted my Dreamer for the Malifaux. I painted him up pretty good, and I got the base, like a flesh base, like a, I don't know, some type of Hellraiser-type base that Mr. Dandy sent, and I went ahead and filed it down a little bit so I could put it in my Malifaux base. So that's it, and let's get to the Army of Titan, Legion 666, the Grey Knights. Okay, in the book, pretty cool. I'm excited about this one. I've liked the Grey Knights. I'm pretty much torn between, in the get-go, what was my favorite chapter, either the Grey Knights or the Space Wolves. But I'm gearing towards this. Believe it or not, I think this, in my own opinion, this codex has more personality than the Space Wolves. It might be because it's just new, and I got the glossy-eyed version thing going on. But let's go over the special rules. The Grey Knights are a Brotherhood of Psykers. Grey Knight unit can use one psychic power each turn. It also states, when I go into unit descriptions, what psychic power each unit can use. A Grey Knight unit uses the leadership of its Justicar, or Knights of the Flame, if he's still alive. If a Grey Knight unit suffers perils of the warp, or any attack that specifically targets Psyker, it is resolved against the Justicar or the Knight of the Flame. Psyker mastery levels for the Grey Knights. Each one has mastery level that determines how many psychic powers each unit or individual can cast during a game. We have psychic pilots. Vehicles and Grena armies can cast psychic powers, and they have leadership for 10 of the for this purpose. And if they suffer perils from the warp, they take a hit and treat it as a glancing hit. As you would guess, they have preferred enemy demons. They're space marines, so they have shall know no fear combat squads. And the Aegis, this is their armor special. I kind of liked it in the Demon Hunter's Codex, but what do you do? This is what it is now. If enemy Psyker attempts to target a model with Aegis special rules, or a unit that counts as a model with Aegis special rule, he suffers negative one penalty to his leadership for the purpose of psychic test. And that's basically it for his special rules. Now, for unit descriptions, we have Grey Knight Grandmasters. They're pretty beefy, weighing in with 4 toughness, 4 strength. You know, pretty much your standard beat stick space marine. War gear they come with is Terminator armor, Storm Bolter, Nemesis 4 sword, Frag grenades, Crack grenades, Psych Out grenades, and Iron Halo. Not too bad. Special rules, he has all those, you know, Grey Knight stuff. He's got Psychic Mastery level 1. What I do like about this guy, though, is he's got power that no other Grey Knight HQ has, and this is the Grand Strategy. At the beginning of the game, before the forces are deployed, he's going to roll a D3, and that's going to affect, you know, 1 to 3 different units that he can pick, except for models without the independent character, and he can give these units special powers, I guess, for duration of the game. One is Hammer of the Righteousness. The nominated units reroll the ones for the duration of the game. Shield of Blades. The unit has the counterattack special rule. Spear of Light. The nominated units have Scout for the duration of the game. And what I think is neat is Unyielding Anvil. Nominated units can claim objectives as they were troops. And I like this, especially since, you know, we'll get to the new unit in the book with the teleporter homers, and it'll make sense. Psychic powers, you can do Hammer Hand and Psychic Communion, which is, this power can be used at the start of the Grey Knight's movement phase. If the psychic test is successful, you can modify any reserve rolls made by in this phase by 1 or negative 1. This power is commutative with other bonuses and penalties, including use of psychic communion as well. So you can get your armies when you want them. Grey Knight Brother Captain, running with the same stuff, can only do Hammer Hand and psychic communication as well. Psychic communion. He does not have the Grand Strategy, so I'm going to be looking past this guy unless I'm really worried, you know, about points. Next up, even though the whole army is a whole bunch of psychers, Grey Knights have access to a librarian. He's going to come out, excuse me, with a psychic hood, and he's going to use the Hammer Hand. He's got mastery level 2. Now, in addition to Hammer Hand power, a librarian can purchase further psychic powers from those shown on this page. I'm going to read. Some of them are pretty damn sweet. I'm glad that they got their own psyker in this version, so this is pretty cool. I'll go through it a little bit. I'm just going to go through the ones I like. He can do Warp Rift. Now, this power is a psychic shooting attack, and it has the following profile. Range is a template. Strength is start. AP/Assault 1. The target unit must take an initiative test for each non-vehicle model hit. For every test failed, one model is removed as a casualty with no saving throws allowed. And vehicles take a single penetrating hit. Not bad. excuse me. Let's see, what's another one? Summoning, this is one I like too. This power can be used at the beginning of the librarian's movement phase. If the psychic test is successful, choose a non-friendly vehicle unit that is locked into combat. Anywhere on the battlefield, the chosen unit is removed from the tabletop and immediately placed anywhere within 6 inches of the librarian using the deep strike rule. I see the Dread Knight happening a lot with this one. The shrouding kind of gives them similar to what old Aegis armor had. And we won't go over the rest, but it did give the Librarian a couple powers outside of the regular powers that he has already. We have the Brotherhood Champion. This guy's pretty unique. He's got special attacks, infantry, he's got psycho grenades, iron halo, artificer armor. He's got the anointed blade. These are Nemesis Force weapons. Additionally, any failed attempts to wound can be rerolled. Let's see, he's got Titan's Herald. She's enjoying reroll fails hits. But he's got the perfect warrior thing. It gives him three different fighting stances that he can choose. He's pretty cool. He's got Hammerhand and Heroic Sacrifice. And I like this too, because if the power can be used when the Brotherhood Captain is removed as a casualty during either player's assault phase, if the psychic test is successful, the Brotherhood Champion immediately makes a single attack against one enemy model that was in base-to-base when he died. And this is going to be a demon, everybody, because this is the way I roll. If this attack hits, both models are removed as casualties with no saves of any kind allowed. If the attack misses, only the Brotherhood Champion is removed as casualty. Now, this isn't if the attack wounds. This is if the attack hits. So there is no saving throw. Remove that model or the Brotherhood Champion. And I see that going, especially if I can get somebody in this sweet-ass dynamic pose. We have the Grey Knight Terminators. Pretty much the same as what they were, except they're running around with Hammerhead Special Rule instead of Holocaust. We have the Strike Squads and the Interceptor Squads. The Strike Squads are your regular Grey Knight Squads. But your Interceptor Squads are your pretty dandy things. The box that you buy comes with extra backpacks, so you can make a unit of Strike Squads or Interceptor Squads, or I guess you could probably do Purgation Squads, I didn't check yet, but you could do Purifiers, and those, we'll get to there in a minute. So the box is pretty, it's pretty cool. You can do all these things. But these guys here, they got this funky little backpack with these, like, little bat things hanging off the back. Now, these guys are just regular Grey Knights with this addition. They have a personal teleporter. Units with this personal teleporter are jump infantry, but once per game, the unit can elect to make a teleport shunt instead of moving. If making a teleport shunt, the unit immediately moves up to 30 inches in any direction. This move cannot end on top of another unit or in impassable terrain, but ignores intervening units, terrain, and so on. A unit that moves via a teleport shunt cannot assault in the same turn, although it can shoot or run as normal. The unit counts as having moved. It's pretty devastating. That's a combined with the Grandmaster, and the Grandmaster, and you take the unyielding anvil. I mean, these are a fast attack choice, but now they count as troops, and you can score with these units. Can claim objectives if they were troops. So if you did take these as your fast attacks over top of probably a Storm Raven, which I hate to make that choice because I like to see three Storm Ravens in army, but I'm still, if I'm an Air Force, I'll probably end up doing it with my Imperial Guard. So this is a light game objective grabber. This is really nice because these guys can just hang out, pop in where they got. Excuse me. Now another thing that is nice is they have Hammer Hand as a psychic power, but they also have Warp Quake. This power can be used at the start of your movement phase and lasts at the start of your next movement phase. If the psychic test is successful, all enemy teleport homers and other items of war game to prevent deep strike scatter cease to function within the 12 inches of the squad. Now, furthermore, any enemy unit deploying by deep strike within 12 inches will automatically suffer deep strike mishap. Now this is pretty cool, because this is if you got that demon player, or anything that's going to come in deep strike, and the demons, they're coming, they're going to come in hand to hand, they're going to like rush a demon unit at you. You put this up, I mean, you could kind of screw with somebody big time. You got your Purgatation squads. Basic Grey Knights. They got the Hammer Hand, and they got the heavy weapons, so to speak. And they have Astral Aim. Power can be used, blah-de-da, make your psychic test. They can shoot at you at full range, even if they don't have line of sight or is outside the distance they can see in a night fight. Now, the target automatically has a 4-post cover save, which cannot be modified against attack. And you can't do this against a unit in a vehicle, so let's not think this is a new way to Doom and Malentide, I guess. But, not too shabby, not too shabby. You got your Paladins. Now, these are your Terminators running around with Holocaust instead of the Hammer Hand. Which, they have Hammer Hand, too. They have, let's see, Aegis, they show no fear. Brotherhood of Psykers, Combat Squads, Preferred Enemies, Demons. Well, they have an Apothecary you can take with this, but as long as he's alive, all models in squad have Feel No Pain. I know, with running around with 2 wounds, I was hoping they had an Eternal Warrior, but... I don't know. These guys are your 2-wound Terminators. We have your Purifiers. These guys, just simple Grey Knights, preferred enemies, all that, but they got Cleansing Flame. This power can be used during the assault phase in either player's turn after assault moves have been made, but before any blows have been struck, the psychic test is passed. All enemy models that are part of the same assault suffer 1 wound on 4+. Armor saves can be taken normal. I think it's pretty cool. You got your Tech Marine. Standard Tech Marine, except his outside Hammerhead, he's got Reconstruction. He passes his psychic power. He can reroll any repair rolls he's made this turn. Rhinos and Razorbacks. Pretty much the same, but their psychic power. Granite Pilots triggers the vehicle's psycho-reactive armor plating, recalibrating its systems. This power may be used in the Grey Knight's movement phase. If the psychic test is successful, any crew shaken and crew stunned results already on this vehicle are nullified and no longer apply. That's pretty cool. Why in hell? I guess you can, if you damage your vehicle. Rhinos can repair themselves too, but, you know. We got, of course, the new goody for the book, the new Nemesis Dread Knights. This thing is actually a statted walker. It's got 5 weapon skill, 4 ballistic skill, 6 strength, 6 toughness, 4 wounds, 4 initiative, 3 attacks, 10 leadership, 2 plus save. It comes with 2 Nemesis Doomfists. It's a monstrous creature. A model wearing the Dread Knight armor has a +2 save and a 5 plus vulnerable save. So it's kind of like a Terminator's gotten a Terminator armor save again. They can only start the game in reserves and arrive using the Deep Strike rules. It can do Hammerhead and Dark Excommunication. Which Dark Excommunication, I'll go through and read that now. At least you got a page flip. They can't put it on the same thing here. Power is used in the assault phase to either player's turn. After assault moves have been made, but before any blows have been struck, psychic passes test, of course. The unit has a +1 strength to end of the assault phase. Note that the strength bonuses are applied before any other modifiers. That is the Hammer Hand, my bad. This Dark Excommunication. This power can be used during the assault phase, either player's turn. If the psychic test is passed, choose an enemy unit in basic base contact with the Grey Knight. Any demonic gifts possessed by the model in that unit cease to work until the end of phase. Screw you, Bloodthirster. Screw you. That's all I gotta say. Next up, we have the Dreadnoughts and Venerable Dreadnoughts. Vehicle walkers, all that stuff. Aegis preferred enemy. They have reinforced Aegis. Psychic test, leadership penalties caused by Aegis on this are -4 to the attack, while they're within 12. And they have psychic fortitude, which means that they can ignore crew shaken and crew stunned. Land Raiders. Basically, we got a Land Raider goodness, and we have the assault vehicle, and we have the 42 special power. We have the Storm Raven gunships, pretty much the same as we've seen in the Blood Angels Codex, except this has the 42 psychic attack as well. I'm not going to go over special characters today because I'm going to proxy a couple of these in the game. And I'm going to go over and give you an army build later in a couple weeks when I actually do an army of this. We have, you got your Inquisitors, and you got your named Inquisitors. Pretty so-so. Stats, 3 toughness, 3 strength, 3 wounds. The strength of Inquisitor really lies within his henchmen. They can have arcoflagellants, which they lost their power weapons, but they have close combat weapons at 4 attacks. I believe they're cheaper. They have the Banisher, which is basically a priest with a... You can have it with Eviscerator or whatever. Aura of Faith, units of demons within 6 inches of this model must roll successful invulnerable saves. We have the Crusader, which hasn't changed too much. The Demon Host, which isn't too far off. The Death Called Assassin, which is about the same. Inquisitor Servitor. We have the Jokairo Weaponsmith, which is a... This is the orangutan that people are going off about different podcasts. I guess it's silly. But... I'll get over my views on and how I feel this army looks as a whole. This guy can sit here. He can modify their his units, weapons and stuff like that. I might get one. We have a Mystic, we have a Psyker, a Warrior Acolyte, and they can be mounted in an Inquisitor Chimera. Now this will not have any psychic powers, but it is amphibious. It's all Chimeras are. You have your Assassins, which they nerfed them a little bit, but they gave them some extra stuff. The Psyskin lets them get a feel no pain, but only roll up 6 rather than 4 plus. They got their lightning reflexes, move through cover. They call it this Assassin. Now, this is the one she had the word in the ear, and she could pop up anywhere and attack the on the time she came in. Not too much, The Cetan Face Sword is a power weapon. Additionally, unsaved wounds from the Cetan Face Sword automatically inflict instant death, regardless of the target's toughness. That's hot sauce. We got the Neural Shredder, which is Strength 8, AP1 pistol. Still going against the unit's leadership. We got the Polymorphine. This is where she changes. She goes into reserve, and when she reveals herself, choose an enemy unit. The unit chosen immediately takes D6 strength for AP2 hits. The color of this assassin is then placed anywhere within 3 inches of the unit. I don't know how I like that, using the deep strike rule. So, I mean, you're not being able to assault the turn you come in. She's got hit and run in stealth. I think it could have been a little bit better. The Colossus... Colexus Assassin, he's okay. He's got the, the whole psychic, anti-psychic assassin. Might as well, you got a whole anti-psychic army, because the Green Knights, not only, they may have preferred enemy against, demons, but all their stuff is, anti-psychic, period. You got the Eversor Assassin, he's okay. But the new trick they did is the one I took the least because I couldn't choose between the Colitis and the Vindicar. Now the Vindicar is nice because his weapons, he's not limited on ammunition. And let's be honest with you, he always wounds on a 2+. He's got a ballistic skill 8. And the Chat always wounds on 2+ the Hellfire, but his weapons, he's got special bullets, and he's got the Shield Breaker. Let's go ahead and go with this. The Shield Breaker, the model loses any invulnerable saves granted by its items of war gear immediately, and for the rest of the battle. Remaining saves, if any, can then be taken. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I believe Archon could have a 2+ save, so let's just get rid of that. I'm not going to go through every piece of war gear, but I'm going to go through the ones I think that matter the most here. I think before we go ahead and finish this, let's take a quick little break, and we'll come back to this in a moment.
Cool City Games, Blue Water's most complete source for miniature wargaming and sports cards. Cool City Games offers a safe and friendly environment with free open gaming and up-to-date new releases, restocks, and hassle-free special orders. You can even put stuff in layaway. Pool City Games even offers box and case pricing on cards and collectible miniatures. Located in downtown Port Huron, that is in Michigan for all you out-of-towners, Jeff and Mike are available and ready to serve all your hobby needs. Stop by at 724 Huron Avenue or visit on the web at www.poolcitygames.com.
Hey, I'm Luke.
And I'm JJ.
And we're the guys from World's End Radio. When we're not playing games,
or lying to our wives about it,
then we're going to the ends of the earth to bring you the latest content on all aspects of the Games Workshop hobby.
And a few other worlds besides.
So come find us at www.worldsendradio.com.
Or subscribe to the show through iTunes.
Of guest host at the imperialtruth.blogspot.com.
love. That doesn't date me. That was Striper with To Hell with the Devil. Anyway, I had to put it in. I'm playing with my pseudo-religious Grey Knight book, so I figured everyone could do with the Abyss Striper. Song kicks ass, so screw it. There you go. Okay, where were we? We were on War Gear now. Now we got a whole page devoted to the Nemesis Force weapons. And we'll go over this. Force weapons, all Nemesis Force weapons, and so you have to activate them by taking psychic tests. And when you do that, the whole unit activates them, not individually. All wounds caused by the unit's Nemesis Force weapons then inflict that phase inflict instant death. You know, to in big characters, so I still roll separately. And let's see. Okay. Okay, we have the Demon Bane. Any demon or psyker that suffers one or more wounds from unsaved wounds from the Nemesis Force weapons must take a leadership test at the end of their assault phase. If the test is passed, nothing happens. If the test has failed, the mono is removed as a casualty. This ability applies regardless whether or not the Nemesis Force weapon has been activated or not. There's further abilities, but these will be counted as what you paid for, because the old Grey Knights have halberds, new ones have swords, great swords, demon hammers. So we go into the type that's got all these the force weapons all work the same, with the addition of a Nemesis Force sword. And it increases the bearer's invulnerable save by +1 against close combat attacks. Not bad. If there's no invulnerable save, there's no effect. So this would do nothing for your Grey Knight units with a Force Sword that aren't Terminators, because they don't have they don't have invulnerable save. We have the Nemesis Force Halberd. It's a halberd, or two-hand weapons. In addition, the wielder of the Nemesis Halberd strikes at +2 initiative. Demon Hammer. All the rules apply, except when you're fighting against Demon or Psyker. Normal initiative is used rather than initiative 1. We have the Nemesis Warding Staff. The model wielding a Nemesis Warding Staff has a 2+ invulnerable save against wounds caused in close combat. Excuse me. Felchians. Nemesis Force Felchians. They get +1 attack. Nemesis Doomfist. This actually follows the rules for Dreadnought close combat weapon. Nemesis Greatsword, model with a Greatsword, rerolls fail to hit. 2 wound, and armor penetration rolls for close combat. Not bad. Regular weapons, we go through. We got everything the same. We got the Kundimor bolt gun, which is this combi weapon with a crossbow. So this is a little bit of your blade. This is an upgrade that you could probably just give, I think, only to Inquisitors. It's a range of 24, strength 5, AP slash, type assault, and Psyshock. Now, what I like about Psyshock, when you shoot somebody with this crossbow, it's only once per game. The units, the Psyker suffers appeals from the warp in addition to any other effects. So she's like, bam, so, you know, that's pretty cool. Pretty cool little, thing. We got the Conversion Beamer. This is a pre-heresy artifact. Basically, it's got a range up to 72 inches. Up to 18 inches, it's strength 6, heavy 1 blast. 14 to 42 inches, strength 8, AP 4, heavy 1 blast. 42 to 72 inches, it's strength 10, AP 1, heavy 1 blast. So that's pretty cool. That's new in the book. We have the Demon Blade, which is pretty sweet. You roll to effects at the beginning of game, 2 effects, and there's like 11 different things you could pick, so I'm not going to go really into it, because you should really pick this book up. Even if you don't play Grey Knights, this is probably one you're going to want to have if you're playing Eldar, especially Demons. You get your Hell Rifle, and AP3 Heavy Rending, Incinerator, Last Cannon, Last Pistol, Mind Strike Missiles. We're looking at 72-inch missile, strength 4, AP5, Heavy 1, Blast, 1-shot Psy Shock. We'll get to unit description. I think maybe you can put this on your paladins. We got the Gnawrod. Everyone knows what the Gnawrod did. They can have Orbital Strike Relay. This one's a little bit better than the old Orbital Strike. It is not a heavy choice. And it, Orbital Strike always scatters on full 2d6. You can drop a bomb on somebody. You drop the bomb. Anyway, you got your side cannon. They mess with this a little bit. A side cannon can be either fired as a heavy weapon or as an assault weapon. Note that models in Terminator armor always use heavy weapon option because they can use, of course, move and shoot with a heavy weapon. Let's see, we're looking at strength 7, AP 4, assault 2, or heavy 4 rending. And for the side cannon, heavy 1, large blast, and rending. We have our silencer. I like this. A silencer always wounds a demon at 4+, unless the score is equal, would be less. A silencer is range 24, strength 4, heavy 6. Excuse me. Now, the Gatling silencer, this is pretty cool. It's heavy 12. Now, I haven't ran a Punisher yet for Imperial Guard, but just rolling that many dice on one attack it makes me warm inside. Let's see. Typhoon Missile Launcher. Yeah, all sorts of grenades. You hear me say psych out grenades. Basically, a unit equipped with psych out grenades launches any assault, demons, or psychers. They're reduced initiative 1 for the remainder of the phase. And plus, they have all this psychotrope grenades, which are hallucinogenic grenades, Imperium brain mines. Wow, there's a lot. Vehicle armory. Pretty much everything you would assume which should be in there, but they have a true silver armor. But you put this on your vehicle and allows you to use the summoning spell on your vehicle to summon it with your librarian. And you have your warp stabilization field. A vehicle with the warp stabilization field can be the subject of true silver armor. A demon psyker succeeds hitting the vehicle in close combat. It suffers a strength 6 hit from the damage. For damaging it. The warp stabilization field, that's the one that he bring forward with summoning. we got our more equipment. Iron Halo, Brotherhood Banner. I can get into that. Cybolt ammunition. Let's see. Counts the strength of his shots being 1 point higher than normal. It's firing one following weapons. So if you're firing a bolt gun, is normal strength bolter is 4. It's actually strength 5 if you buy this Cybolt ammunition. You got your storm shield, carpus armor, a big little thing. Now we get into the colored section of the book. Beautiful. They don't really go into this book, but the White Dwarf, I'm not going to go over today, has a cool little quick painting guide on how to paint your Grey Knights. I'm going to go ahead and paint up a unit of 5 and see if that actually works. It costs that you use the Citadel Air Gun. Blah. I'm not going to buy it. I just brush it on and go from there. The figures are sweet. These plastic kits that they keep putting out, I mean, the Space Wolves were great. The Blood Angels were great. These guys, you know, there's no like super, super standout unit like the Sanguinary Guard, but it's a fantastic looking force, and it's coherent with the old models as well. The Terminators are not too bad looking compared to the old ones, so I can definitely see people using the old ones for either the Paladins or the old ones for the regular Terminators and vice versa. They do a great job painting up regular Venable Dreadnoughts to look like Grey Knight Dreadnoughts, and that's pretty cool. You got your Interceptor Grey Knight squads. It's going to take a little bit getting used to the little things hanging on their backpacks. They kind of look like Tesla coils. But it's mixing on some of these things, especially with the purifiers. You can kind of make a Grey Knight pseudo Black Templar army. That's it. Let's see. Storm Raven, of course, is Storm Raven. Everyone who's seen the box, on the back of it is the Grey Knight color scheme for it. The Land Raiders, of course. Then it shows all the different... I mean, this is what I like most about this book. It took Demon Hunters. It changed everything that we were used to. And, you know, sure, it took over Imperial Guard things, but there was a little bit of cheesiness in that. I miss running, being able to run Inquisitor with the Imperial Guard army. Yes, I'm that guy. But this allows you to pick basically any of the Inquisition factions. I mean, you can pick Ordo Hereticus, Malus, or Xenos. So you pick a different type of Inquisitor. It allows you to play the guy from the Witch Hunters Codex. Can't pronounce his name, but the guy in the big dreadnought throne. You can still use your Death Call Assassins, your regular Assassins, your Demon Hosts, all sorts of little extra things that you may have acquired over the years. So that's pretty cool that it didn't really screw with your model selection. It could have. I mean, if you have Imperial Stormtroopers and you went heavy with it, which I'm glad I didn't go with it. I was going to go with it. But that'd be the only issue if you did that, because you'd have to take a special character, Cortez, and he lifts the limit of a henchman that you can take. So let's go ahead and just go through everything. I mean, it's just like the points. The book's a pretty good layout. The army is pretty snazzy. Snazzy. Yes, I use that word. It's not a bad buy. I mean, it's a good read. I haven't gotten to any of the fluff yet. But I know it's going to have some good stories, because old Chapter Proof books of the Grey Knights had some great stories. And they've been getting better and better with their stories, as far as I'm concerned, especially in the Dark Eldar book. So that's my quick run-through of the Grey Knight Codex. Like I said, do an in-depth coming up, like I've done with the last 40k codexes, where I'll put together Army Thought, maybe play a game or two. Actually, maybe play it, see how it goes, or just go on a little theme that I hear searching around the intro web. Now, I mentioned a contest. I have. Well, first, let's tell you what's coming up. Episode 49 is going to be Malifaux. If you don't like Malifaux, I'm sorry. If you haven't tried it, I suggest it. Even if you just like painting, you like painting different figures. I have a review of the Painting Apothecary, his painting service, going over the Karaya crew that I had him paint. And maybe I'll have him on talking about services and stuff. I mean, he's a pretty decent painter and pretty reasonable price. So, I mean, if you don't want to paint something, you know, I'll give you all the links and everything next show, and you guys can check it out and maybe get some of your figures painted by him. But we're going to cover some Malifaux. It's going to be mainly focusing around the Resurrectionists with Seamus's group. Mick Mortings, and also Karai's, and I'll be going over the Ease and a nice little compact rules manual that they came out, which I'm a big fan of, the smaller rule books, and with Fantasy, for Christ's sake, that thing's 100 pounds, the 40k, I never bought the regular size for 5th edition, I just bought the Black Reach, and now the rules manual, and that's what we're going to be looking at in the next episode of Sean Hammer. I have a contest I have to give away for you guys and girls, a Grey Knight Omnibus by Ben Counter. I got that for a prize, and I also have a box of Grey Knights, the metal ones, sealed in a box, free for a giveaway. Now the Wendy's, it's pretty much the same as all my other giveaways. We're gonna go through. You're going to email me at Sean, Sean Hammer, SEANHAMMER, the number 9 at yahoo.com. You can also check on the site, and you can get it there. You're going to send me an idea of what you would like to hear in the show. And that will put you in the drawing for the book. Now, you say, Sean, I really like to get my hands on those metal regular Grey Knights, because, you know, small squad of guys. You want that, you go ahead, do the same thing. Subject line, put that you want the Grey Knights. But you also have to leave me an iTunes review. And you gotta copy your iTunes review, send it to me in the email as well. And I'll be doing random drawings on who will win the Grey Knight Omnibus and who will win the Grey Knight book. Now, on the Grey Knight as well. I'm trying to get Encounter from the Black Library to be on the podcast. And if you're listening to this, it's Friday going on Saturday. You can guess I didn't make Adepticon. Sad face. Oh well, maybe next year. Things just didn't work out. My wife working, daughter's birthday, money and stuff. I'm going to try to go to Gen Con, though. I'm going to shoot for Gen Con. I told my wife we'd shoot for Gen Con. So if you got any questions, concerns, and so forth, you know, shoot them to me. And, you know, help me make this show a little bit better. We're also going to be on, have the guys from Ethervox on, I believe, coming up. And that's the, technically, the longest running Malifaux, Strictly Malifaux podcast. So, look for that. Interviews coming up. Giveaway, I'm soon giving away a some figures from Avatar's War for listeners. And, yeah, let me know you're out there. Let me know what you think, and we'll get a hold of you soon. And remember, till next time, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game.
No false illusion, let's devour it.